Hi, this is Carolyn, and Aaron is here with me. And we are very, very excited to have Alicia and Liz here from USTA National. Alicia is a coordinator with USTA, and Liz is the manager of national championships and the National League administrator. Thank you guys both for being here. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us on. We're excited to talk some tennis with you guys.
Okay, so the first question is for Liz. Can you tell us what it's like managing the national championships?
Sure. Well, first of all, I have to say that this is probably my favorite job that I've ever had before. And there are so many things that go on and happen behind the scenes that folks don't even know about that have to happen in order for nationals to take place. Most players just kind of show up and they get all their goodies and they go out and they play their matches. They go to our player party and they're like, they leave and they're like, oh, that was a great time. And behind the scenes, we're running around like, crazy with our heads cut off, but we always hope the players never feel that piece to it. But so Alicia actually helps me out a lot with these nationals. We have so much work that goes into them ahead of time. We've actually already started planning for our 2022 and 2023 nationals, if you can believe
it. Oh, wow.
Yeah. We are definitely early birds. We try to get as much done as early as possible because things like COVID happen and all of a sudden you are, flipped around and you're trying to figure out what's going on. So we try to be as prepared as we can. We are so excited that nationals are back in 2021. We missed it terribly in 2020, as I'm sure most of our players did. It's a really busy season for us. I'm on the road for 7 weeks straight during nationals out, running events, but I don't mind it. I love being out there and being behind the tournament desk and seeing all the players and the excitement. You have to be extremely organized and detail oriented for national championships. Like I said, there's so many little moving pieces that go into it, from the big stuff like, hey, you have to have courts and balls to play. Like if you have those things and you're, kind of set, but, have introduced some new programs. One of them is Color Wars. This will be our third year of doing it. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that, but every section gets assigned to a color. And then when they come to nationals, they come dressed and decked out and our players have really embraced it. Even our guys, our very first year we had at our 40 and over mixed doubles, the team from Northern, they had painted their toenails to match the color work colors. Yeah, all the ladies in their team talked them into it. And, we were just so thrilled to see everybody kind of embrace that and be proud. For example, Missouri Valley was pink one year. And so at all their sectionals, they had pink flamingos lined up. And so players were taking pictures of that and posting it to Facebook. And even when they came to nationals, the guys were decked out in their pink shirts and, just really embracing that pride of representing your section. And as you guys know, coming from Southern, you play a lot before you even can think about
it's so hard to get to sectionals.
And so by the time, you make it there, like you have a lot of pride that, hey, you're that team that's representing Southern at that level. And we really wanted to encourage that with our players. So the Color Wars was a really fun piece that went into it. But a lot of the planning with that is we did wristbands to exchange. And so we were sorting wristbands for like a week at a time. We had like six volunteers in a room counting out, okay, this one you need to go to this place. There's a lot of wristbands. It is. it was. So I still can, I could tell them by smell the color. I'd be like, oh, that's right. Great. At that point, I had them memorized down. But, just something like that, that when the players show up and they're like, oh, I get these cool wristbands to exchange, all the work that went in behind that of, finding the colors and then doing all the ordering and shipping out and counting and things like that. So it's a lot of details and pieces that go into it, but we absolutely love it.
We've never been to nationals, right, Carolyn?
Not yet. We're not trying. Yet. We're hoping. Not yet. We're hoping to be able to meet you in person one day.
Yeah,
that's our goal. Yes, that's our goal. We have these short and long term goals, and that's definitely one of them. But so how many different? Well, two questions, I guess. How many different areas or sections go to nationals, and does that stay in the same location, or is that something that you move around each year?
Yeah. So we have 17 sections who make up the USTA, and so we have spots for every one of those sections to come and play at a national championship. So of every section sent and every level that we offer, it's 612 teams that come.
Wow.
We start the first weekend in October and we go through the third weekend in November. And on any given weekend, we'll be running anywhere from 2 to 4 different locations across the U.S. So for example, we have one weekend this coming year that will have events in Phoenix, Arizona, Surprise, Arizona, Orlando, and then also in Oklahoma. So we're staffing, all of that. And we kind of recruit, like Marilyn comes out and she helps, and we kind of recruit our other folks to come help. But so we run a national championship for all of the 18 and over divisions. So 2-5 ladies all the way up to the 18 over 5-0s. And all of them are both genders except for the 2-5 ladies. So if you come out to an 18 and over 4-0 event. You will see 34 teams there, you know, one male and one female team from each of the 17 sections. We usually have anywhere from 450 to 500 players on those 18 and over teams because they're the five lines. Then the 40 and over, we offer from 3.0 up to 4.5. And we usually have about 400 to 450 players, you know, for those as well. And then we get into our 55 and over. So we've got the 6-0s to the 9-0s. And, you know, talking about how tennis is a sport for a lifetime, those 9-0, 55 and over players are amazing. I love going out watching their matches because I'm just like, you know, they maybe aren't as quick as they once were, but they make up for it with their, you know, shot selection and their skills and their ability to, you know, serve and volley and, you know, all those things.
Wait, did you say 9-0?
Right?
Yeah.
9-0.
So it's a combined. So our 55 and over combines rating. So 9-0 would be like 2 4-5s playing together or 5-0 okay, okay, okay. playing together. Yeah.
Okay.
At what at header level if they were a straight 9-0. It's like, wow.
At what age right. like was that, Liz?
55 and over.
55 and over, yeah. 4-5s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow, we have a good yeah. handful of them. Yeah.
Wow.
They're a lot of fun to watch and play. And then we have our adult mixed 18s. So that's 6-0 to 10-0. And again, that's combined. And that 10-0 level, you'll see a lot of former collegiate players coming out and play because we have some 5-5 right. who play, you know, with the 4-5. And then our 40 and over mixed is the 6-0 to the 9-0. Then we do also, we have some invitationals, our adult 65 and over. It's not a full-blown national championship yet. We just don't quite have the number of players who need to be playing across the U.S. Yet right. we need 25,000. Yeah, and we're sitting at
we're getting up there in age.
Yeah, yeah
that's gonna
we will soon.
Aaron. We will, Aaron. That's going to be
when we're going to make nationals.
We said just give it a few more years. The invitational, yeah. though, it really mirrors a national championship. We still, all 17 sections come. They still play through local play, you know, to get there. It's typically held out in Surprise, Arizona. We usually do it the end of January, beginning of February, the following championship year. And it's a really popular event. And then we also were doing tri-level. So those two, the tri-level and the 65s, just because number-wise, they don't hit quite where we need it to be a full-fledged national mm-hmm. championship. So they don't happen during the fall. We do them in the years after. But we're also looking at doing a mixed 55 and over invitational. We were going to try to run that this last year, but then again, COVID hit. So right. we're trying to figure out getting that in there.
Are you guys getting a sense for how exhausted Liz yes. would be at the end of the 7 weeks of that?
Oh my goodness.
The this whole year, crazy. Not just that.
Yeah, it's a busy time.
You could probably plan any event after planning this event.
You know, I tell you what, it's if you've done a couple nationals under your belt, you're able to handle a lot of things. Any event that has weather as a piece of it, right. if you can handle and hang through yeah. that, like you can pretty much plan anything else.
Yeah.
Liz, what is the best part of running nationals?
I love like being behind a tournament desk. I really enjoy like interacting with the players and hearing their stories. We had a gal from Hawaii last year whose father had passed away and he was a huge tennis guy. And she was kind of like, hey, I'm going to go play this season for him. And then they ended up coming to nationals. And it was just kind of a big piece of her healing and her grieving, you know, of losing him. But it was so cool that tennis was able, you know, to do that piece. And I really enjoy like the energy of the events and being out there. I spend a lot of my time doing admin work. We have to, right now, we manually check all the rosters. So all 7,000 players who come through, we're, you know, double checking ratings, you know, things like that. So I spend a lot of my
time.
That
takes hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not the best part.
No. And just because we run the events back to back to back to back and we have multiple going on, we are doing that throughout the entire nationals. So even though we're at week number 6, we're still checking rosters, getting people, you know, registered because mixed is just ending and they're getting ready to come to nationals. And so our 18's kind of wrapped up and now we've moved on to this. And it's a lot of really long days. And I think usually the last week, or I'd say like the last 2 weeks of September through right before Thanksgiving, I probably don't have a day off. It's just 7 days a week going kind of deal. But if I didn't love it, I wouldn't do it. And I don't look at it as daunting. I kind of like, all right, here we go. We're doing it again. Like we're gearing up for national season. So
great. How excited are people when they win nationals?
It's amazing. Like I have seen grown men cry. I have Aww. Seen like the classic, like, you know, grabbing the water cooler and dumping it on their captains. you know, they just, it's so awesome. And what's also kind of cool though, is like, cause I mean, winning a national is an amazing thing, but just getting to nationals is an amazing feat. And with the new right. format that we do, we're actually able to see 1 through 17, like where you place. And before we couldn't do that with flights. Oh. It was so difficult. Cause you're like, yeah. I was in this flight of three and we went 1 and 2, but so compared to all the other flights, like where did I place in the, and it was like, you needed like a math degree, you know, to figure it out. And what's really awesome is kind of those teams who finish like that 5th through 13th, that they're like, I took 8th. Like we took 8th in the nation. Like,
right. Yeah, that's amazing. Amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah. Cause we'll tell them like, we, you know, how many teams we have at a certain level, and you'll have a few thousand, like 18 over 3, 5 teams that are playing. And out of all of those teams, like we're 8th in the nation. Like that's amazing. So that, I think that's kind of a little bit even more of my favorite piece too, more so than the teams to come in first. Cause I mean, that's just awesome. Winning the national championship. Yeah. Like you can't beat that. But for the rest of those teams who maybe didn't make it to Sunday, but they're still so proud, as they should be, mm-hmm. That they came in 8th or 9th, you know?
Thanks so much to Liz and Alicia for speaking with us tonight. I would be so excited to be on the 9th best team in the country. I also had no idea the number of teams that go to nationals and all the puzzle pieces you have to put together. On the next episode, Alicia is going to discuss attracting the next generation of league players. And just a sneak peek, we find out that 20-year-olds don't want to play us just as much as we don't want to play them. If you'd like to see a picture of Liz and Alicia, please check out our Facebook page, which is Second Serve Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and hope to see you on the court soon.